It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, neighbor. I've been thinking about teeth. Do you have any teeth? Do you know what this is? It's a tube of toothpaste. I want you to meet my dentist today so you can see what it's like when I go to his place for a checkup. I saw him a few weeks ago, but he told me that he'd be glad to show you his office and some of the things he does when I go for my regular checkups 2 times a year. But I always brush my teeth before I go to the dentist, just like I do after I eat my meals. So I thought I'd just do that now before I go. I'll take the toothpaste with me, brush my teeth. Now, you don't need very much toothpaste when you brush your teeth. Just a little dab will do. And you also don't need very much water. Just get it wet and then turn the water off. What I do after every meal. I also use dental floss. That's something that adults use. Very young children don't usually use dental floss, but that gets things out from in between the teeth. My mouth always tastes so fresh after I've brushed my teeth. Took me a long time to learn how to brush and floss, but I'm mighty glad I did, because I have good, strong teeth that help me chew my food and say my words. Incidentally, Mr. McFeely said that he would try to find out how people make toothpaste like this. I think I'll call him to see how he's coming along with that research. Hello? Hi, Mrs. McFeely. How are you? Oh, good. Yes, that toothpaste research that he's been doing. I see. All right. Well, thanks very much. You and Mr. McFeely are such big help to so many people. You know that? Well, I'm grateful for you, too. I'll talk with you later. Bye-bye. She says he's still working on it. Let me see here. Oh, it's time to go to the dentist. So I'm glad to be able to show you what it's like to go there. Just come along with me, all right? Carol.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Fine, thanks. I think Dr. Jackson is expecting
you. Yes, he is. Just have a seat for a few minutes and he'll be with you shortly.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So this is the reception room, the place where you wait to see your dentist. And people usually read magazines or books, and sometimes people color or play with toys, all kinds of things in the reception room.
Mr. Rogers, Dr. Jackson will see you now.
Well, thank you, Carol. See you a little later.
Okay.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Fred.
I'd like you to meet my television neighbor.
Hi.
Dr. Jackson, Lisa Gebre.
Hi.
And Lisa's the dental hygienist.
Right.
And would you please show my television neighbor about the chair, I
sure.
guess, to begin with.
Why don't you hop in?
All right. It's a special chair for dentistry, isn't it?
I'm just going to slide this armrest. You can put your arm right there and rest.
Okay.
I'm going to show you how my chair works. I have a little foot pedal.
Oh, yes, the pedal.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put you up.
It's like an elevator.
All right. And it goes down.
Up and down. And then there's one that makes it go back,
right,
too.
Right, and I'm going to put
you
back
now. Oh,
there it is. Now.
I can feel it.
So you can relax.
Oh. Back here, you just see the ceiling and that fancy light that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that you need to be back like this in a dentist chair?
I need to have you back so I can see inside your mouth. You know, your mouth is a very small area, and I work in that really small area.
Uh-huh.
And when you lay back, I can see a little bit easier.
Oh, there are the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
There they are. It's kind of relaxing, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
That's great.
Sometimes I even think of closing my eyes when I'm in the dentist chair. But most of the time, I leave them open.
Well, that sounds like you're pretty relaxed when you're here.
Uh-huh, I am.
Okay, well, you were just here a little while ago, too, so you would be pretty relaxed, I'd imagine.
Sure. Well, you know, I just like my television neighbor to see the kinds of things that you use. And, oh, you've got your gloves on already.
Sure do. I put those on as soon as you came in. I wear these to protect myself and also to protect you from the germs that each of us may have.
Uh-huh. Well, they're rubber, aren't they?
They're rubber gloves. They kind of taste funny sometimes. And along with the gloves, I also wear a mask over my nose and mouth, and that's to protect me as well as you, too.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the things that you're going to show now?
Well, I thought I'd show your TV neighbor what we did when you were in the other day, and that's to give you a dental exam and show you some of the instruments that we use.
All right.
And I'm going to place your bib on.
Oh, forgot about that.
Yes.
Everybody gets a bib, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Even the adults.
Right, children and adults.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is our dental mirror. I use this so I can see inside your mouth. You know, it's a very small space, and there are some areas that I just have a tough time seeing, and this mirror makes it real easy for me to see.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a mirror you have at home, just a lot smaller.
Yeah. Made out of the same stuff, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And this is the Dental Explorer. This is like an extension of my finger. I can use this to point to teeth and to count them and feel the surfaces they may have.
I guess all instruments and tools are like extensions of our own bodies, isn't it?
Every single one of them is. This is the one I use when I clean your teeth and I dry them off so I can look at them a little better.
Yeah, I like
this
that.
This has air.
Uh-huh.
And it also squirts water. Of course, now that I've got this water, I've got to get rid of it, whether it's in your mouth or in my hand. It's a suction. Just got rid of it. I can put that in your mouth and get rid of the water, too.
Uh-huh.
And there's the Profi cup and the Profi. This is what we use when we clean and polish your teeth. You remember how I cleaned and polished your teeth last time?
Oh, sure.
I'll even show your TV friend today when we're finished.
Okay, fine.
Okay. I'll tell you what, Lisa, why don't we go ahead and get started if you'll tie up my mask.
Sure. And then I'm going to go next door. I have a patient, Joe Degas.
Oh, is Joe here?
Uh-huh.
Would you mind if I would stop by after we're finished here?
No, we'd be glad to have you.
Oh, thanks. Uh-huh. I'd like to say hello to him.
Here you go.
That's fine, Lisa.
Okay. All right, we'll see you later on, Fred.
Thanks, Lisa.
Mm-hmm. We'll go ahead and get started.
All right.
Now, if you'd open for me.
Were you ever concerned that somebody might bite your fingers when you had them in the mouth?
No one's ever bitten me. No, I don't even think about that. I know that sometimes people may get tired from having their mouth open a very long time, but if it's going to be a very long time, I let them close their mouth so they can have a rest and relax a little bit.
Oh, good.
But I'll let you know about those things, just like I let you know about everything, so there'll be no surprises.
That's really important, to tell people what you're going to be doing as far as their body's concerned.
Okay, would you open for me again?
Uh-huh.
I'll look and count your teeth. I'll tell you, Fred, they look just fine. Just like they did a couple weeks ago. You take very good care of your teeth.
Oh, I have since I was a little boy. I started going to the dentist when I was very young.
And it shows, and you come and see me very regularly, which is good. That's the best way to take care of your teeth. And of course, when I'm finished looking at your teeth, it's time to go ahead and clean them and polish them and make them nice and shiny. You remember the Profi?
Sure.
We put some paste on it. That tickles, doesn't it?
Well, it vibrates a bit. It doesn't hurt at all.
Okay, then after we do that, I'm going to rinse them off. Open a little for me? That's fine.
I like the sound of that suction one.
Let's see how clean they are. We'll dry them off.
That air, that's fun to feel that.
Nice and cool, isn't
it? Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, everything looks fine. I didn't expect too much to change in just a few weeks. Now, if you were a little bit younger, like some of our children patients, I'm going to go ahead and give you a fluoride treatment next.
Mm-hmm. Would you show them what that looks like?
Sure, I will.
Thank you.
We use the fluoride to help make your teeth harder and more resistant to decay.
And you need that when you're a child.
You need that when you're a child. Adults don't get this. It comes in a little container like that, and it comes in lots of different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
We put these in your mouth, and we have you close for just a little while.
And you can't say anything while
you can't say anything while it's in there. No, sir.
But you can use your eyes.
You can use your eyes.
Hands.
Or you could close your eyes, and you could relax and think of happy things.
Mm.
Or another place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's just about it. We're all finished our exam. Everything looks fine.
Great. Now, you get this taken off, don't you?
You sure do.
The bib, and then you move the chair back up.
I'll set you back up. We do everything in reverse of what we did when you came in today.
Uh-huh. I like that part.
Whee!
Then does this arm move so that you get out this side easier?
Good.
Thank you, Doc.
You're certainly welcome. I'll see you in 6 months.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Fred.
Is it all right if I come in for a minute?
Oh, come
Hi,
on
Fred.
In,
Fred.
Lisa, Dr. Deb. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. You look good.
Dr. Deb and I just finished cleaning Joe's teeth and gave him a fluoride treatment.
Oh, you had fluoride?
Uh-huh.
What are your favorite flavors of that?
Cherry, grape, and chocolate.
You like cherry, grape, and chocolate. There are lots of different ones, aren't there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. Joe did a great job today.
He's a great helper for us.
He has nice, clean teeth. They're just in perfect condition.
Well, he's been coming to see you a long time, hasn't he?
He's been a patient of mine since before he turned two.
Well, you all know each other well. Dr. Deb, would you show my television neighbors the X-ray machine?
I'd be glad to.
One thing I forgot to show them before. It's like a camera, isn't it?
Yeah. And when we take X-rays, we have to put a lead apron over Joe, and this protects his body from the X-rays.
That doesn't hurt, does it?
Uh-uh.
No.
There we go.
And then we're going to bring the machine close to Joe's cheek. Keep it right about there. It works just like a camera, and it takes a picture of the insides of Joe's teeth. This time he didn't need an X-ray, but he's gotten X-rays several times before.
I see. Well, thanks for showing me.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Good care, everybody.
By.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, Fred.
Bye-bye, Fred.
Well, that's it for today.
Well, good. See you in a few months, Mr. Rogers.
Thanks so much, Carol.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, Rebecca. Just saw that big son of yours. He's a fine boy.
Well, thank you very much.
See you soon.
Okay,
bye-bye. I'm glad to have been able to show you my dentist and dental hygienist. And I'm doubly glad that Joe was there, so you could meet his dentist, too. Did you hear Dr. Deb say that she's been helping Joe to take care of his teeth since Joe was less than 2 years old? You see, there are special dentists who take care of children. Mm-hmm. I have a puppet that I want to show you. This puppet has a big mouth with teeth. People must not bite other people, but if they ever feel like doing that, they can play about it. Mm-hmm. When I was a little boy, I used to play a lot with puppets like this. I played a lot about my feelings. In fact, playing about feelings is a great thing for people to learn how to do. And many children are very good players. Make-believe is a kind of play, you know? So let's just have some make-believe. Last time we pretended that Lady Aberlin turned into a tiger because that's what she had always wanted to be. Some of the neighbors didn't know the tiger was really Lady Aberlin inside. In fact, Princess Zelda came looking for her to help with some research work. Let's think more about that now as the trolley goes along the trolley tracks to make-believe. Incidentally, King Friday the 13th didn't even know that it was Lady Aberlin looking like a tiger. Okay, trolley, neighborhood of make-believe. It certainly is a beautiful day, trolley. Oh, yes, I do like to smile, especially on beautiful days. Oh, yes. Lovely. Oh, Charles R. Aber, Westwood neighbor, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
A beautiful day here in this neighborhood.
It certainly seems to be. Is that why you're smiling?
Beautiful days help one's general attitude.
Smiles do, too.
Yes, one might say it's the style to wear a smile.
Sounds like a song.
I can't find her.
She's coming.
I just can't find her anywhere.
Princess Zelda, I presume?
Oh, yes, correct as usual, King Friday.
Neighbor Aber and I were speaking of smiles.
Wish I had one.
Oh, well, how about if I give you one? It's yours. I have lots of them.
They are fairly irresistible, aren't they?
As King Friday the 13th says.
What is it that I say?
About a smile in the style?
Oh, yes. It's the style to wear a smile.
It's the style to wear a smile. Do you know how to put one on your face? In a while you'll feel your smile. You'll know it's there to wear upon your face. Think of something wonderful, something to shout about. Mention something beautiful. Smiles are from inside out. It's the style to wear a smile. Do you know how to put one on your face? In a while you'll feel your smile. You'll know it's there to wear.
It's there to share.
Your smile's your style upon your face.
Wonderful. The smiling trio.
That does make me feel better. I still wish I could find the director of research.
I told you the director of research is Lady Eberlin.
But she's nowhere to be found.
That's preposterous.
But it's true. I've looked everywhere. I've asked everyone.
I'll go look in the R room, the research room. In the meantime, trumpeteers, sound the alarm.
I don't quite know what to do to help.
We could whistle.
Yes, I guess we could.
Do you know how?
Oh, sure. I can do lots of mouth noises.
Lady Eberlin. Ah! 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 Lady Eberlin. Lady Eberlin. Lady Eberlin. Lady Eberlin. It's a tiger friend of Handyman Negri.
I wonder if you have seen Lady Eberlin.
Not lately.
Nobody seems to know where she is.
I need her help.
What for?
Oh, I'm trying to find out about my cousin, Princess Ella, and Lady Eberlin is the director of research.
Queen Sarah will know.
Will know what?
When Lady Eberlin will be back.
Let's go ask Queen Sarah.
Oh, it looks like she and Prince Tuesday are together over there right now.
And then this big tiger came to the class and nobody knew who it was.
Was anybody afraid of her?
A little, but Handy told us it was tame.
What did Daniel Tiger think of her?
Well, he thought that she looked just like...
Who did she...
Hello, Queen Sarah, Prince Tuesday.
We just met the tiger. Mm-hmm.
What did you think of her?
Oh, she seemed lively, but she hadn't seen Lady Eberlin.
The tiger did say that you, Queen Sarah, would know when Lady Eberlin would be coming back.
All I know is what I heard, and what that was a limited period of time.
Do you think I should wait?
Oh, certainly. Mm. You're always welcome here.
Absolutely. It's fun having her here.
Oh, yes.
But I have to get back to Westwood, so if I see Lady Eberlin, I'll tell her that everybody's looking for her.
Oh, before you go, could you make some of those funny mouth noises for Prince Tuesday and Queen Sarah?
Oh, certainly.
Sounds like popcorn, doesn't it?
That's that doesn't sound funny.
That's a horse.
Oh, just like a jet.
Miss Crowley.
We'll pretend more about that story next time. Well, there's the telephone. You could make up your own story, too, about make-believe.
Sure.
Hello? Hi, Mr. McFeely. Of course. We'll be glad to see it whenever you bring it. Thank you very much. Yes, same to you. Mr. McFeely says that he will bring the toothpaste video next time. I always get a smile when I think about Mr. McFeely. It's the style to wear a smile. Do you know how to put one on your face? in a while you'll feel your smile. You'll know it's there to wear, it's there to share. A smile's your style upon your face. Think of something wonderful. That's the way to get a smile, isn't it? Think of something wonderful or somebody who's marvelous in your life. A smile's your style, if the smile is real. The best kind of expression on your face is a natural expression. If you're feeling happy, a smile is natural. If you're feeling sad, a smile is not natural. In fact, some tears are more natural when someone's feeling sad. Some tears are a very quiet face. How would you make a quiet face? How would you make a smile? I like your face however you choose to have it, because you and I are honest with each other, and that in itself can give people such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. What was it that I brought with me today? Oh, I know. I used it on my teeth. The toothpaste. Yep. Be thinking more about that next time. I'm always glad to be with you. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.